Now, of course, I'm assuming you've taken the time to read the tags and are fully aware of what they contain. However, as I can't list absolutely everything, I am going to mention now at this particular time that we're going to have some non-specific lower penetration, which could be to any lower orifice of your choosing. And other than that, we're going to cover a couple other essentials, you know, a little bit of that mating press action, some breeding, and of course, yours truly in the role of the Dummy Mommy. Okay, with all of that important paperwork out of the way, dear, I think it's time we get down to brass tacks and get you into class. Okay? Good. Good. I'm glad to hear it. All I need from you is for your focus to be entirely undivided for the next little while. Just give it over to me. Make sure you have no distractions or other things that are going to get in the way. And let me have at it. After all, this is going to be some one-on-one tutoring. Some important learning for you to do with me. You think you can manage that for me and be a star pupil by the time we're finished? Good. I'm glad. Just listen to what I have to say, and you'll be right on your way to becoming exactly what it is you wanted to be. With each one of these words that I hand out, we can get that lesson plan started, get those ideas flowing, have you going in a matter of time. I'm sure that with absolutely no effort at all, I can just pull you until you fall. Guide you in until you feel yourself slip a little bit more. It's not like you have to do a lot right now. I know you can get overwhelmed with all the classics and all the different components that get constructed into a different thing like this. But the thing is, when you listen to me, you can be so attentive. So even if you're overwhelmed by the countless different things that are happening in your day and all the other things that come to stay and roost inside your head, well, I'm sure that you'll be inside of a nice, comfortable space before we have much longer to wait. To wait, too long, to be, too long for me, to ask and see and listen to see, to let one's body be calm. Your mind might not be, but you can relax your limbs for me, can't you? Imagine what it might feel like to let each and every one of them go a little bit more. I mean, the focus isn't there, certainly not. No, I have it here, grabbed by the hair. Or am I so kind or so mean to do that? Well, yes, of course, I'd pull you right down, given the chance that I had, to make you fall into line. Can't have one of my students getting too far after all. No. Then I'd have to start making sense. And goodness knows my tenure protects me from any such thing. I've been here long enough. I know my rights. Or should I say, I know what yours aren't, and I'd be happy to take them. So, with that in mind, please, listen, let go, and stop trying to hang on to something, because I promise you, there's plenty more to show. And if you are focusing this hard at the beginning of my lecture, well, you're going to be out cold when you sink, slip, drip, drop, and sleep for me. You can do that, right? I mean, it's like taking notes, really. Automatic. Everything becomes automatic after a while once you get into that flow. It's certainly the sort of thing that goes so easily, isn't it? There's a natural ebb and go. You might ask me to say flow, but I wouldn't, because giving you the expectation that you wanted is certainly the sort of thing that would be, well, counterintuitive to the goal that we have set forth. The idea of breaking down the door made from one's mind. After all, why not unwind for a little? And just let me guide you down into that nice dreamy space in between places, where ideas can be born, where concepts can be worn, where your thoughts can be so simple for me for a little while, can't you see? It can feel nice, can't it? To stop worrying so damn much. To let me pull you close. To let me wrap you up. And hold you. Good. Just sink and slip and drip away. Let your thoughts stray. No longer bound to a specific place in time and space. Just along for the story, that golden thread pulling you instead. Making a new space to be. Come and listen. Come and feel yourself fall into a space, a time, and a place. Let yourself be present more and more. Open up that door. Step through. Find yourself standing in a classroom. with me, dressed quite prim and proper. The real modern school marm, as it were, a pencil skirt and a blouse and some glasses. Bountiful assets held at bay. And you, nervous as can be. Yes, so shifty and squirmy, I can see. That's okay. I promise we'll get this sorted out. So you were coming to me, dear. Coming to find out. What was it again? Oh, you needed some help with your... field work, of course. Now, I know you've been struggling a little bit in my course, dear. But it's really not that hard. Though, it seems like even though you've been there every day, taking such diligent notes, you haven't been getting your hands properly dirty. And I get that that can be hard, can be overwhelming to get involved. But maybe here with some one-on-one tutoring, I can help you get past those anxieties. After all, they do say the best way to learn is by diving in and trying it out. I think Miss Frizzle said it best, after all. So let's get you involved then, dear. Let me just step a little closer. Let me pull myself right into view. Now, the part you've been struggling with, I assume, is the fact that you have yet to embrace reading. I understand that it's a kink that you might not be fully understanding of, but it's pretty simple. Ah, let me show you. Let me pin you against that wall. Let me loom over you. Fairly straightforward, dear. All you need to do for me is be a good little receptacle for my cum. And you're going to get knocked the fuck up by me. That's right. Exactly. Oh, goodness, struggling already. I didn't expect you to turn so pink when I said it so plainly. But then again, I shouldn't be surprised at all that you fall into line easily enough when given the proper example, the proper thing to follow the leadership of, after all. So why don't I pull you over to my desk and knock all these things out of the way, cascade them onto the floor in a clatter and flurry of paperwork, and hike up my skirt and pull down these hose a little bit and unleash what I've been holding back. After all, let's be honest here. You're pretty cute, and I've been waiting for the chance to get some hands-on instruction. I'm glad to see you're so interested and eager, already climbing up on that desk, are we? Good. I'm glad to see that you're capable of learning from me. I'm very proud of all my students, but you, my dear, have been quite the trouble. Quite the problem. Not because any of your notes, or any of your quizzes, or any of your coursework has really been particularly subpar, but because I haven't seen you get involved yet. I haven't seen you get that effort forward, that elbow-deep investment. Maybe I can show you what it's like to really be involved here. Let me brush my fingertips up your thighs, make you quiver just a little as I get in close and see my eyes glint behind those glasses. Smell that delicious, delicious musk of my arousal. So many good little stimulating things. I'm sure as I mention them, they can all come cascading in. After all, big part of what we're trying to do here is push you into a new role to make you good breeding stock. And I would be happy to help you fall right into line. Right. After all, you want to be good stock, don't you? You want to be a good little breedable thing. Yeah. You want me to pound you and fill you up? Put something in the oven. Goodness, I didn't expect you to squirm so fucking much. But then again, maybe this is why. You knew that you'd be eager when the time came, when someone spread you wide. Let that pre-cum drip from my girl cock as I pull it out. Let it hover above something, quiver. Let you feel that drip, drip, drip of that lubricant falling onto you. Maybe let my fingers explore a little to get you ready for what I'm going to give you. Maybe the opportunity won't be so bad when it comes. I can certainly tell by the way you're squirming those hips, grinding against my hand as I explore and feel and finger you. Gosh, it feels good, doesn't it? Better than you could have imagined. Certainly somebody has been missing out, haven't they? After all these opportunities to become a good student. Well, I'm sure that you've been wanting them. You've just been nervous. You needed someone to show you the way. Give you a chance to shape up. To feel those gentle pulses of pleasure as I push my fingers all the deeper. To quiver and squeeze and mew as I brace you against that desk. To let my hands guide you into that nice comfortable position. To keep working one hand in and out those fingers, finding their mark. And it feels so good, doesn't it? To know that you're being a good little piece of breedable stock for me. To be a nice little darling buckle. I wonder if I can turn you redder by calling you nice little breeding toy, little fuckhole. Little cum slut. After all, you're going to be one when I'm done with you. Everyone does eventually break when they get fucked hard enough. And I can tell you've been in need of this for a while, and you've been desiring it for quite some time, and I know I'm going to pound you relentlessly until I get exactly what I expect out of my student. After all, if I'm going to spend the time giving you personal instruction, I'm going to guarantee that it's successful. I'm going to make sure that you've really learned everything you possibly can from me. Good. See, that's not so hard, is it, to get those fingers buried deeper and deeper inside of you, to twitch and convulse and feel that pleasure? Exactly where you wanted it. Exactly where you needed it. Good. See? It's not so hard after all. And I'm practically just leaving a puddle from how turned on I am getting from this fuck. Oh, goodness gracious, you silly little thing. Gosh, I am glad that I decided to take the time to do this with you. You certainly look quite adorable when you're all flustered and worked up, pinned down on my desk. Maybe it's time I climb up there, too. Maybe it's time I push those legs up, 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 leaving you feeling so exposed as I use that forearm to hold them in place, sliding that finger in and out more vigorously, pushing it deep and out and deep and out, in with each and every motion, building up that speed, loosening you up, getting you ready to take this monster of mine. After all, I'm going to fill you with my seed. I'm going to breed you, so I'd better get you nice and fucking sloppy first. And that's what I'm looking for, isn't it? Yeah, exactly like that. Good. Yeah, I think you're ready. Nodding that vigorously while having me bury my hand inside of you almost. I knew you were natural. Definitely a cum slut in making. So, with that in mind, I think we can get started on the proper work we've been setting aside, haven't we? So, now that I've got you in this position, we're going to execute what's called a nice little mating press, where I lift your legs all the way up like this and just pull you by your hips a little bit closer and straddle and start to just tease that entrance, tease that opening just a little bit more at the tip of my girl cock. Yeah, doesn't that feel so nice? Just drag it back and forth right across. Push a little at the entrance, but I'm not going to put it all the way in just yet. No. Gotta get you properly fucking worked up after all. Gotta get you feeling that heat inside, that need to be fucked. Otherwise, I wouldn't really be breeding you now, would I? No, we've got to build that up a little bit more. Maybe reach up with one of those free hands and fondle and grope you a little. String those fingernails across your body. Scratch a little lightly down your arms. Send those nerve endings crying out. Make you feel that pleasure without a doubt. Gotta get you worked up. Gotta get you feeling it, wanting it, burning for it, desiring it. That's what I'm looking for. There we go. Get that quiver going. Get you wanting to practically hump my fucking hand if I were to bring it down here and grind it against your crotch a little. Right there. Right in that perfect spot. And away. And then just back to that relentless teasing. And then when I can tell you're just losing it, absolutely unable to hold back anymore, pressing in. Oh, yeah, that's what I was looking for. I'm glad to see it. I'm just press that in just a little bit more, just past that dip, just till the shaft starts to slide in. And then back and in and back and in. Build up that rhythm. Build up that pleasure. Watch as your mind starts to white out already. Because that technique, that stroke, just hitting it right every single fucking time. As I pull you in, grab you by your hips, and press those legs up higher. Keeping you pinned. After all, this wouldn't be a properly executing mating press unless I had you pinned right onto my girl cock. Now would it, dear? Struggling with words, are we? That's okay. Don't worry, you don't need to talk for this bit. All you need to do is feel the pleasure of me right this home and let out that moan exactly as I just slide in and out and in and out and let that tempo build up and... Oh, God, yes. See, I knew you'd be a natural once you were given the opportunity to do this, aren't you? Good. Good little fuckhole. Good little cum slut in training. Good little breedable thing. I'm gonna knock you the fuck up. After all, I wouldn't be doing a very good job of this unless I fucking filled you with so much seed it was dripping out of you afterwards. Yeah, yeah. Oh, goodness gracious, you are worked up. That's what I was looking for, but I wasn't expecting to hit this level already. I mean, I guess you've been waiting a long time to get properly fucking used, properly fucked and filled and bred and used over and over. That loop building in on itself, that mountain falling away, that pleasure climbing. I'm sure we can find a peak that's higher than this. I'm sure I can use you to get just a little further myself. To just get you until you're pinned between pleasure and me, and pleasure and me, and each one of those strokes building into the next. Good, see? You're a natural. You're taking to this exactly like I was expecting you would. Ah, good. Oh, fuck me, yes. I knew that you just needed a little more instruction, a little more hands-on training and time. I'm glad to see that it's quite possible to get you properly trained, to get you taking every last inch of this cock deeper into you until you feel my thighs pressed against your ass, until you feel me pressed right up against you, your legs feeling like they just... getting shoved right into you. I'm gonna snap you in half if I'm not careful, but don't worry, my technique is good. I won't strain you, dear. I'll just make you feel like you're on the limit. After all, how else am I supposed to limit break your sweet little mind if I'm not pegging, pounding, fucking, using you like the cunt slut you're going to be when I'm done with you? When your eyes roll into the back of your head, when your brain just breaks and you drool mindlessly as I fucking fill you up with my cock. Yeah, have you been looking for that girl cock? You didn't realize how good it was going to be when I sunk it and hilted it inside of you, now did you? No, you didn't. And that's okay, because I'm going to show you the proper way to fucking take me. I'm going to teach you what it's like to get bred. I'm going to break every thought inside of your head until there's nothing left except for that pleasured yearning, that heat, that burning betwixt your legs, that filling urge to be bred, to be used, to take me, to feel me inside of you, to twitch and convulse and lose control, and to eventually come. And you will, won't you, impaled like this, taken like this, fucked like this, feeling that rhythm grow, that speed, that bounding, that sensation, that gripping of my hands on your hips, that feeling of being pinned between pleasure and cock and pleasure, and me and you as I take my leisure and fuck you senseless. Isn't that right? Such a good, good little fuckable, breedable thing. Yeah, 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 exactly. Like that. A little bit more. Come on. Yeah, I know. You just need that little push, that little buck, that little thrust, that little moment of endless cascading, looping pleasure. It's not like you can hold back any longer, because once I've held you again and again and again until you're convulsing and twitching on the shaft, you're going to come. You're going to come so fucking hard. And you're going to have deserved it because you've worked for it and you've put in the time. You're clearly showing that you want to be a good student, that you want to be bred, that you want every thought in your head to just become in heat and pleasure and yearning and desire and to just be a nice little breedable thing until there's not a single thing left except for that need, that want, that desire, that burn. Then we felt that flame we've lit inside your core, that need to be filled with my seed. And did it build up? Did it get stronger? Did it burn your thoughts away? Until you couldn't take it anymore, until you were on the edge, until I was going to break you. Because I know you want to come, you need to come, and you're going to come. You're going to feel it build and build and build and build and build until it busts through and breaks you down. Until you come your silly little brains out the rest of the way and there's nothing left to say except for moaning helplessly. Begging for more, needing and yearning and wanting, desiring, burning up, you sweet little thing. Oh, how good it feels to get fucked relentlessly, doesn't it? So delicious and delightful to get pushed through that limit, breaking over and over again, finding out just how far your mind can be shattered into pieces of pleasure as you feel yourself filled up. Oh my God. Feel it just splurt in that warmth, that heat filling you up, again burning over like someone had lit you aflame with arousal inside of you, feeling it dripping out, slapping out, dribbling down your cheeks, down your thighs, all across you. Down there, so full of my fucking seed. You needed that, didn't you, dear? You want to feel every last bit of it inside of you. You want to squirm and writhe on my shaft. You want to just twitch and convulse and lose yourself. I know you do. Such a good student. Such a good little trainee. Such a good little piece of stock. A good little breeding stock. See, I told you you'd be just great at this. Sure, I know you're going to have a hard time answering for the next little while, but that's okay. After all, thinking is something saved for later, because right now you can just be a cum-brained little slut, a mindless, blissed-out thing left impaled on me, feeling that cum dripping out around my girl cock, knowing that you've been filled up with my load, knowing that there's no escaping just how goddamned bread you've got. You can't deny it now. No. And it's clearly something you're meant for. Clearly something that you need on the regular. Clearly you need to get bent over my desk and taught more often. You need me to pound that tight hole of yours more and more until you're just dripping with cum on the regular. Little cum slot. Good. Maybe if I pull that out of you, you'll start thinking just a little bit more, letting your thoughts return, letting your own ideas drift back in. Take a moment as I stroke my fingers down your cheek to drift, to settle, to listen to what I have to say, to forget where you are except for the words that pull you along, the ideas that take so much of your mind apart temporarily. Can feel so good, can't it? To get lost in that pleasure and bliss, that delight, that easiness, that thought provoked an empty state, letting your ideas percolate and return bit by bit, drifting in more and more. One and two and three and four, halfway there to five and six and seven and eight, and on the verge again, and nine and ten. Letting yourself drift back to the present, stretch your body, take a moment, please. Center yourself, look around the space you're in, maybe touch something. Ground yourself, take a moment to clean up, and before you know it, you'll be all done. Thank you so very much for being a good pupil today. I'm glad I could give you some hands-on tutoring.